3. Move beyond your limiting beliefs. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't believe that they can accomplish great things. But the greatest limitations people experience in their lives are usually the ones they impose on themselves. For example, let's say you would like to learn a foreign language to improve your career or better enjoy a vacation, but you don't think you can do it. Once you've identified that belief, define how not learning that language is limiting you. Then describe what it will be like when you learn that language. How will it make you feel? What will it enable you to do? What might it do for your career? Then write an empowering statement that affirms your ability to learn the language, outlines the realistic process you will use to learn it, and describes how you will be impacted by this growth. Remember, in the end, it isn't what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. 4. Add value to others. Because others with low self-esteem often see themselves as inadequate or feel like victims, which often starts because they actually have been victimized in their past, they focus inordinately on themselves. They can become self-protective and selfish because they feel they have to be to survive. If that is true of you, then you can combat those feelings by serving others and working to add value to them. Making a difference, even a small one, in the lives of other people lifts one's self-esteem. It's hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for someone else. In addition to that, adding value to others makes them value you more. It creates a cycle of positive feeling from one person to another. 5. Do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. One of the best ways to build self-esteem is to do what's right. It gives a strong sense of satisfaction. And what happens whenever you don't do the right thing? Either you feel guilt, which makes you feel bad about yourself, or you lie to yourself to try to convince yourself that your actions weren't wrong or weren't that important. That does harm to you as a person and to your self-esteem. Being true to yourself and your values is a tremendous self-esteem builder. Every time you take action that builds your character, you become stronger as a person. The harder the task, the greater the character builder. You can actually act yourself into feeling good about yourself because positive character expands into every area of your life, giving you confidence and positive feelings about everything you do. 6. Practice a small discipline daily in a specific area of your life. If there is an area in your life that seems overwhelming to you, health, work, family, or something else, try chipping away at it a little bit every day instead of trying to tackle it all at once. Since your self-worth is based on the positive habits, actions, and decisions you practice every day, why not build your self-esteem and tackle your biggest problems at the same time? Don't fret or worry about it. Do something specific about it. Discipline is a morale booster. Boost yours by taking small steps that will take you in a positive direction. 7. Celebrate small victories. This next suggestion is really a follow-up to the previous ones. When you do the right thing or you take a small step in the right direction, what is your emotional response? What kinds of things do you tell yourself? Are your thoughts like these? Well, it's about time. I didn't do as much as I should have. That won't make a difference. It's hopeless. I'll never succeed. Or are they more like these? It's good that I did that. I did the right thing. Good for me. Every little bit helps. I'm that much closer to success. If your thinking runs more like the first list, then you need to change your thinking.